Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Football is now grabbing center stage with both Chicago baseball teams looking like they will not make it to postseason play. And I welcome to the program the greatest linebacker in the history of the sport, Dick Butkus, who's been on this show many, many times. Mr. Butkus, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good. Before we get into the Bears and Packers, you and your son and the I Play Clean Foundation are just doing some remarkable things, putting out the anti-steroid message, and now you've partnered with EAS, which is a sports nutrition brand, and you guys are really on the road spreading this message.
Right. Matt was in Ohio last week for Herb Street's varsity football series, and right now we're in this this stadium here in Dallas. Kind of reminds me of Wrigley Field a little bit.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of Texas high schools playing and a couple out-of-towners, so EAS is a sponsor of this, and they were giving some nutritional clinics, and it's kind of interesting that these athletes today, high school athletes, are pretty interested in the nutrition aspect of it, and you know, hopefully they're getting our message that the play clean is the way to go, and so it's all good. We're trying to drive them toward our iPlayClean.org website, and EAS is, you know, fulfilling our partnership by, you know, talking about nutrition and the right way to do things.
Yeah, I'm actually on your website right now, and there's a picture of you and your son, and you guys have partnered with Old Spice, and EAS is involved. Do you see progress being made on this front? I've got a son who's playing, a stepson who plays football, and I immediately said, you got to go to this website, you got to take the pledge. Do you see a lot of kids doing this?
Yes, I think we, you know, from the time we started last year with the kickoff, we've sent our educational kits that we put together last summer, and I think at least 10,000 high schools has received them. This year we're going to have them come to our website and see if they want any information, and we'll send it out that way, because what we learned was a lot of high schools do not accept out, you know, mail or something. So a lot of the kits were not being delivered. So, and I think by the hits, I would say we hit over the 150 million mark of hits. If I was a computer guy, I'd be able to tell you more about that. But yes, it's gradually getting out there, and through EAS and like Herb Street's varsity football series here, we're able to give a good plug and be sane, and that's what it takes, along with the Butkus Award, linebacker award, which, you know, last year we started with giving a high school linebacker of the year and a pro linebacker of the year awards. So that's kind of driving it also. So we're getting there. You know, I think we're doing fine.
We're talking with Dick Butkus, greatest linebacker to ever play. And this week, the Bears begin their season against the Green Bay Packers, brand new quarterback Jay Cutler. Looking at the Bears, what do you think of this season's chances?
Well, I like their chances, and I just hope that the defense, to name two, Urlacher, I hope he's healthy so he can have a great year, and also Tommy Harris, if he's healthy, because I think those two guys are instrumental of having a good defense, and the more the defense can give Cutler the ball, it's all the more chances they're going to start scoring some points, I think it really is not pressure for the defense, but I think they know and they understand that they have to play better. And when you do that and get some turnovers, you know, because look, what was it, 2 years ago they were in the Super Bowl with Grossman at quarterback. So you got a guy like Cutler now. Just give him the ball. Give him a chance. And I think they should do all right, and also keep Devin on the special teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why you would take him away. I mean, if I was an opposing team and I didn't see him out there on the kickoff, I'd say, we got a chance.
Yeah, we've already gotten one big problem out of the way.
Yeah, right.
Looking at their defense, they did not do a good job pressuring the quarterback last year. I've heard Urlacher say the way that they scheme, it sometimes takes him away from pressuring QBs or wreaking havoc. Instead, he's using his speed and dropping back in coverage. Do you like their scheme, A? B, does their secondary scare you?
Well, no, not if Harris and the other guys can do their job. And all the things I hear, of course, I'm not as close, but Marinelli is doing a good job with that line. And you know, I think if they stay healthy, it should be fine. You know, schemes, you know, you can always pick apart schemes like, well, I don't get to be aggressive. I got to drop back and pass coverage. Well, if the scheme is played, everybody plays their position, it should work. So evidently somebody wasn't doing something or wasn't doing a good job of it last year. So I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you play, I mean, it sure helps when you don't have any nagging injuries like those two guys had to play with last year. So I think they'll adapt.
How about, and we're talking with Dick Butkus, how about the rivalry between the Bears and the Packers? It has changed over the years from when you were playing to now. But, boy, getting that game, the first game of the season, do you suffer any kind of letdown the next week?
Well, that could happen, but, of course, not if you win. I think that's what it's all about. And I think that division, I think it's a flip of the coin with the three teams, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. So this is a big game. Besides the rivalry, it's a big game for that division. And it would be nothing better for the Bears to do and knock off the Packers at home in the division. That should be a big boost for them. And and then you could look at it, well, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. But I think, you know, they got to put the foot to the metal on this one.
Looking at steroids, getting back to what you guys are so passionate about, you and your son, I look at so many of these kids. Size is so different today. Do you believe that the kids are getting a message where, and I saw it on the front page of your website, there's this belief, if I start taking steroids, I can go play for the Bears today at age 48. It's so far from the truth.
I know, and that's why we have to educate them, the coaches and the parents, on that point. And that's why, you know, having EAS with us as far as nutrition, they don't, food that EAS comes out with, which is a division of Abbott Nutrition right there in, I think, Schaumburg or somewhere in Naperville. But everything is certified, and a lot of companies, you know, the supplements are tainted. Well, first of all, when you talk about supplements, to give a good plug and be sane, and that's what it takes, along with the Butkus Award, linebacker award, which, you know, last year we started with giving a high school linebacker of the year and a pro linebacker of the year awards. So that's kind of driving it also. So we're getting there. You know, I think we're doing fine.
We're talking with Dick Butkus, greatest linebacker to ever play. And this week, the Bears begin their season against the Green Bay Packers, brand new quarterback Jay Cutler. Looking at the Bears, what do you think of this season's chances?
Well, I like their chances, and I just hope that the defense, to name two, Urlacher, I hope he gets, I hope he's healthy so he can have a great year, and also Tommy Harris if he's healthy, because I think those two guys are instrumental of having a good defense, and the more the defense can give Cutler the ball, it's all the more chances they're going to start scoring some points, I think it really is not pressure for the defense, but I think they know and they understand that they have to play better. And when you do that and get some turnovers, because look, what was it, 2 years ago they're in the Super Bowl with Grossman at quarterback. So you got a guy like Cutler now. Just give him the ball. Give him a chance. And I think they should do all right, and also keep Devin on the special teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why you would take him away. I mean, if I was an opposing team and I didn't see him out there on the kickoff, I'd say, we got a chance.
Yeah, we've already gotten one big problem out of the way.
Yeah, right.
Looking at their defense, they did not do a good job pressuring the quarterback last year. I've heard Urlacher say the way that they scheme, it sometimes takes him away from pressuring QBs or wreaking havoc. Instead, he's using his speed and dropping back in coverage. Do you like their scheme, A? B, does their secondary scare you?
Well, no, not if Harris and the other guys can do their job. And all the things I hear, of course, I'm not as close, but Marinelli is doing a good job with that line. And you know, I think if they stay healthy, it should be fine. You know, schemes, you know, you can always pick apart schemes like, well, I don't get to you know, be aggressive. I got to drop back and pass coverage. Well, if the scheme is played, everybody plays their position, it should work. So evidently somebody wasn't doing something or wasn't doing a good job of it last year. So I don't know. Whatever you play, I mean, it sure helps when you don't have any nagging injuries like those two guys had to play with last year. So I think you know, they'll adapt.
How about, and we're talking with Dick Butkus, how about the rivalry between the Bears and the Packers? It has changed over the years from when you were playing to now. But, boy, getting that game, the first game of the season, do you suffer any kind of letdown the next week?
Oh, well, that could happen, but, of course, not if you win. I think that's what it's all about. And I think that division, it's, you know, I think it's a flip of the coin with the three teams, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. So this is a big game. Besides the, you know, the rivalry, it's a big game for that division. And it would be nothing better for the Bears to do and knock off the Packers at home in the division. That should be a big boost for them. And all, you know, and then you could look at it, well, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. But I think, you know, they got to put the foot to the middle on this one.
Looking at steroids, getting back to what you guys are so passionate about, you and your son, I look at so many of these kids, size is so different today. Do you believe that the kids are getting a message where, and I saw it on the front page of your website, there's this belief, if I start taking steroids, I can go play for the Bears today at age 48. It's so far from the truth.
I know, and that's why we have to educate them, the coaches and the parents, on that point. And that's why, you know, having EAS with us as far as nutrition, you know, they don't food that EAS comes out with, which is a division of Abbott Nutrition right there in, I think, Schaumburg or somewhere in Naperville. But everything is certified, and a lot of companies, you know, the supplements are tainted. Well, first of all, when you talk about supplements, EAS suggests that they're not taken by students under 18 years of age. So what they have are these nutritional bars and shakes, because, you know, the high school kid's busy, he's got practice and all that business, and it's equivalent to a meal, and nothing will beat a whole food diet. It's when you start messing and they start thinking it's the easy way out, oh, you know, the steroids and all that, and I tell you, you don't want to do that. It's not worth it, because I've met parents who lost their children to suicide, and you don't want to do that. It's you know, just do it the old-fashioned work. To train hard, you eat well, and play with an attitude, and you're going to be fine. Hey, you know, I like to say, like, you know, Aaron Curry, you know,
yeah,
our winner last year. He didn't do too bad in the draft, and he didn't do bad at all at the bank.
No, so exactly right.
So you can, and it can be done. It's just called hard work.
And your high school winner was Matt Tateo, correct?
Yes, and he's over at Notre Dame, and he's probably going to, I don't know, I tried to catch the game last Saturday if he played or not, but, yeah, he's a great kid, and truly deserving of it. He's a good kid on and off the field. And, of course, DeMarcus Ware was our pro winner. So it can be done. So that's the message we're trying to get across.
All right, and people can go to iplayclean.org, and you've partnered with Old Spice and with Abbott Nutrition's EAS brand. So a lot of great things going on.
Right, and you know, just for a sideline on October 15th at the Conrad Hilton on Michigan Avenue, we're going to have a fight night, a fundraiser for I Play Clean. So if you're not doing anything, I invite you to come on over and have some fun.
Love to be there. Please tell your son I said hi. You got a prediction on the Bear game?
Ah, they're going to do it, buddy. They're going to do it. I don't know the score, but I think there's just this is going to be it. I think that everybody's kind of jacked up with Cutler, and I want to see the defense play well, and we're going to walk away with it.
All the best. Tell Matt I said hi.
I will.
I'll see you.
Take care, Dave.
Bye-bye.